You're listening to the Wellington Mornings Podcast with Nick Mills from Newstalk ZB.
We're talking this morning about this idea that's come up from Transport Minister Simeon Brown. He said that he wants to get some costings and come up with some ideas or some thoughts around a mega tunnel between the Terrace and Kilburnie. He joins me now on the show. Good morning, Minister.
Good morning, Nick.
Right. When did this idea first spring up? Has it been something you've been thinking about for a while, or is it something you thought about over the weekend?
No, work had been done on this a number of years ago by NZTA, but was dropped by the previous government, which was only looking at light rail. And effectively, shortly after coming into government, NZTA said, look, if we're going to be doing the Mount Vic Tunnel, we think it'd be prudent to do more assessment on the long tunnel option, which would deal with the Terrace, the Arrow Valley, the Basin Reserve and Mount Vic Tunnel all in one go. And so we've agreed with that. This is a short, sharp piece of work to be done by the middle of this year, and that will inform what goes into the detailed business case for the second Mount Vic Tunnel, which the government is committed to.
How seriously is the government taking this?
Well, look, this has significant economic benefits and travel time savings. It could save up to 15 minutes for people travelling from Wellington through to the airport, compared to about 3 minutes of travel time savings if we just did a second Mount Vic Tunnel. So that's significant benefits. It also removes all the traffic bottlenecks through the CBD, which has significant opportunities around walking and cycling through the city, better public transport, intensification, because you don't have through traffic competing with local traffic and local users. So what we've said is we want to understand the costs, the benefits, the risks in more detail, and that'll then inform the options that go into that detailed business case, which will start in the middle of this year.
Has there been any work, even on the back of an envelope, of costings for this?
Oh, look, there's been some high-level work done a number of years ago, and so this is basically bringing this this proposal up to the same standard in terms of the work that's been done on the second Mount Vic Tunnel option to date, and then that will allow the NZTA and the government to be able to then decide what to progress into the detailed business case.
You must have some idea. Is it double, triple, quadruple what the Mount Vic Tunnel is?
Well, look, there is obviously significant cost for all of these options. They all cost into the billions. But what we're saying is we need to understand that in more detail. We want to get that done really quickly. We don't want to spend time sitting around taking another 12 months. We want this done by the middle of this year so that when that detailed business case goes forward, we understand what those options are, decision can be made, and then we move forward so we can get to construction as quickly as possible.
Pre-election, you made commitments to get spades in the ground before the next election on the Mount Victoria Tunnel. Will this slow this down at all?
No, not at all. This is, as we said, we want this done by the middle of this year. We want to get this piece of work done as quickly as possible. That's what NZTA is working towards. Then they get the detailed business case done so we can move to construction as quickly as possible.
You've saved some money by getting rid of Let's Get Wellington Moving. Could you use that money on this project?
Well, we've shut down Let's Get Wellington Moving, and that has saved some money. But what we're saying here is before we start the detailed business case for the second Mount Vic Tunnel, we just need to assess this option fully, bring it to the same standard as what's been done for the Basin Reserve and second Mount Vic Tunnel option, which is currently on the table, and that will then allow the government to make that decision as to what goes forward.
Have you spoken to Wellington City Council Mayor Tory Farnow about this?
Oh, not specifically, but we obviously have spoken around, the opportunity for the second Mount Vic Tunnel in general. And what she has told me very clearly is that, she's got her views around light rail, and obviously that's different from the government's views. But what she wants is the opportunity for greater intensification in the city centre. She wants greater opportunity for public transport, better walking and cycling in the CBD. This option will actually help support those objectives in terms of what she is trying to achieve. And so that is one of the benefits that we're trying to understand.
This could be, talking transport, one of the most exciting things that's ever happened to Wellington. When we say Transmission Gully was such an amazing thing for our city, how does this compare to Transmission Gully?
Well, look, I think this is a significant opportunity for Wellington. It would truly unlock the CBD. It would unlock the opportunity to get that through traffic out of the city and allow for it to be, for those other opportunities to happen within the city. It'd be a bit like Waterview Tunnel in Auckland, which has had a huge impact in Auckland in terms of making the city's motorway network move better. It's also meant that heavy traffic's not going through local roads, which is really, really important. So what we're saying here is we need to look at it, we need to work out, what's the costs, what's the risks, what's the technical feasibility, Also, what are the financing opportunities? Because we've been very clear in our draft government policy statement on transport that actually all funding and financing opportunities should be on the table, whether that's tolling, whether that's build, own, operate, transfer. All of those options need to be on the table so we can get things done here in New Zealand.
What's your gut telling you?
Look, I think there's a huge opportunity. When you think about a 15-minute travel time benefit, you think about all of that traffic being taken off local roads in the city centre, the opportunity for better public transport to be able to and walk and cycle, all those other things to happen above ground and that heavy traffic underground. There's huge opportunities for Wellington. That's why we agreed with NZTA for this to be further investigated prior to that detailed business case starting.
Simeon, thanks for taking time to talk to us in Wellington. Appreciate it. I know you're a very busy person and it's a week off from Parliament, so we appreciate you taking the time to talk to us. Transport Minister Simeon Brown, have a great day.
Thank you.
For more from Wellington Mornings with Nick Mills, listen live to News Talk ZB Wellington from 9 a.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.